You know, life was pretty cheap for the money that some of these companies are making. And until they started really bearing down on them to make things safer, that's why I said about these miners' wards, it was nothing to go into a miners' ward and see all the beds full. And a lot of broken legs and broken backs and before they had hard hats. It was nothing to see guys going up the hill with probably maybe 5, 6, 8, 10 stitches in their head, and they used to just shave around it, put the stitches in their head and put this foam and then turn hard. And then they'd go to work the next day. So them women in them days, I think, really had it a little bit tougher than towards the end. It really and truly wasn't that bad, you know. I mean, no, there was guys that got hurt, but I can always remember it was where I lived was what they called the Cork Town, and it was, they were mostly all Irish Catholics. And it was nothing to see. The woman would walk her husband to the door, and they'd always kiss him. They'd always tell him, God bless you. And some of them would flick holy water on him. And when they come home, they were entitled to their shot and their homemade beer. This is places that I'm thinking about. This didn't happen to everybody because some poor guys went home to nothing, you know. And kids were good to their fathers.